This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil to charge in Miami and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You all are so stupid, and they just take lessons.
You're despicable.
The sanity right here on the real side. Always a we got to turn the headset up. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. You know the drill, part of the solution. If you want to be notified by text alerts, all you got to do is text TRS. To 77222, TRS to 77222. Hey to everybody who is joining the chat room. Anyway, I really do appreciate the time you guys spend with us, all right? So head up to the website. You got just a lot going on, a lot of stories you can read, glean from, and actually maybe even learn something from. I'm wishing and hoping. Could be worse. The Sony Schmidt's going to join us after the break. Love having her on with me. She's an author, a fellow commentator, show host. Always a lot going on with her too. And again, you know, the questions I have, and it's not a matter. I don't bring black people on just to talk about black issues. However, you guys started all of this. Whenever I start talking about black issues, women's issues, gays issues, transgender issues, I'm always told that I don't have the right to speak about it because I'm none of those. But what if I identified as, you know, a black, female, transgender, whatever? I mean, seriously, this is how ridiculous we've gotten. So I can't talk about human issues. No. They can talk about white male issues all day long. It doesn't matter. Right? Just craziness going somewhere, you know? And frankly, it ain't going to stop anytime soon. You know, so the that Portland mayor still says that that it is the Fed's fault that all this is happening. That, you know, they have ramped up all this stuff. You know, and I sit back, watch the sparks fly, enjoy the show. An Oregon judge, though, denied Oregon's request to stop the arrest of protesters in Portland by federal agents. You know, these people are amazing. Let's not focus. Let's not spend money on stopping the insurrection. Let's not spend money on stopping people from being hurt, shot, beaten, set on fire. No. Let's spend tax money fighting President Trump, who's trying to make sure that these cities can get a handle and get peace going again. These guys are 60 days into this, and they haven't been able to maintain peace. I would love to hear somebody from Oregon or from Portland or that area. Maybe not a Trump lover. You know, but a U.S. federal judge, he denied an order sought by Oregon's top law enforcement officer to stop federal agents from arresting people during a nightly protest in Portland. So, you know, these people, yeah, you heard me, these people, it's okay to take over blocks and blocks of property that doesn't belong to you. There was rape going on. Two people died in Seattle. Right? I mean, all this death and destruction is going on, and the only thing they're worried about is Trump sending in troops. Or, actually, they're not troops, they're federal police. And let's go one step further with it. Last I checked, the riots, the fires, the looting were going on before Trump set foot in the place. Before it had anything to do with the feds, right? U.S. District Court Judge Michael Mosman said that the state lacks standing to sue on behalf of protesters. Now, demonstrators have taken to the streets to oppose a racial injustice since George Floyd's death. Again, another. The death isn't a hoax. But the reality is this whole country was on board with that death not being justified at all. Now, many of these protests, well, they turned into riots, although I think they started off as riots myself. President Trump said, yeah, this is crazy. This disorder is out of control. You're allowing them to damage federal property. Not having it. Sent our federal police in to protect the property. And that's okay. Yes, we can protect property. This is in Baltimore, where the mayor decided that they needed to blow off some steam, burn some things down. You've seen that every place the Democrats are running. They're out of control. Black Lives Matter protesters, you know, these guys are, well, this isn't a grassroots protest. It can't be. They have shields. I mean, they have paintball. I mean, you got to see what these people have. The kid doesn't roll over from mommy's basement and go, hey, I'm going out to do some protesting, Ma. Where's my shield? And the clash further inflamed the nation's political tensions, triggered a crisis over the limits of federal power in states. As we heard the other night from a true constitutional scholar, Trump has two areas of the Constitution which to step out on. This, by every stretch of the imagination, is an insurrection, and he has a right to move. Now, Trump is pushing out as a new law and order. This should be a slam dunk for him. And for those of you, listen, if you Dems vote in Joe Biden, you know, you might as well mirror Chicago and pretty much every major Dem city in the country. Sure, that Chicago, as much as they're trying to sell it right now, you know, that it's all Trump's fault, has nothing to do with Donald Trump. Absolutely nothing. They brought this on themselves. Joe is your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Sonia Schmidt joins me after the break. Don't go far. A lot of things happening. You don't want to miss nothing. We'll be right back.
An American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Survival food alert and a quick heads up. In an emergency situation, there may be a time you need to have an easy to transport, easy to conceal, almost perfect food to survive. You'd want a food that is so nutritionally dense that a couple of tablespoons per day is all you need to live on. And by that, I mean truly living well, staying smart, even strong for extended periods of time. So if you're looking for a standalone, super dense, superfood, or you'd just like to protein up your own food supplies, check this out. This superfood has 58 times the bioavailable iron of spinach, chock full of B vitamins, twice the chlorophyll of wheatgrass, 25 times the antioxidant power of carrots. And the phenolic phytonutrient compounds? Well, 31 times more than blueberries, a whopping 700 times more than apples. Go to BlueGreenBooster.com, BlueGreenBooster.com. Get maximum nutrition with minimum weight and bulk. BlueGreenBooster.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
VCN Live, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GO-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I really mean that. You got to get involved. You got to get engaged. You got to get informed. Don't just spew off at the mouth. Some of you make me nuts because you think you have the answers. You're spewing what you heard on the last radio show, TV show, Twitter feed, or whatever, and you is wrong. That's all there is to it. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, spending with me. And let me just bring her on because I have so much fun with her, seriously. Sonia Schmidt joins us, as she does pretty much every week now, and she's going to give us some real insight as to what's going on in the news. Because I don't have... What are you shaking your head for? You're smarter than I am.
I am out of insight.
You're what?
Out of insight.
I don't know about that. You could try to say that, but no, I'm not so sure. But anyhow, I love all the stuff that's going on right now. You know, I was talking about this before you came on, how President Trump, they're giving him a hard time because he sent the... Now, they're not troops. Let's get something straight here. These are federal police. There's a big, big, big difference that people don't seem to understand. And so he sends the federal police in to protect Oregon or Seattle in particular, but he sent them in there to protect the federal buildings because the police aren't doing it. They're not there. And last night, there was a bunch of citizens standing around the federal courthouse protecting the courthouse because they're tired of it. They're done with all this stuff. I mean, can you believe the hate is driving them like this?
Yes. I've not seen anything like this my entire life, but I do know that when you're guided by something that's that evil, that you can't get off the train. These people are so locked and loaded. They're so locked into this hatred. And I have an old friend who said the left is motivated by things that they hate, as opposed to us who are guided by things that we love. And you really see, this is a perfect example of it. Their hate is so big that, I mean, at this point, they are really willing to put their lives and their safety on the line. I heard these kids today going, if they come after us with force, we're going to come back to with them with, you know, towards them with equal force. Why? Wow. To destroy something? To destroy something that doesn't belong to you, that you hate in the first place. So, you know, it's not like they have a, you know, I don't. This is just evil, and there's no way around it.
I agree with you. There is no way around it because these kids have been taught for decades now, for years and years and years, and so have their parents, that the country sucks, the country is terrible, it's homophobic, it's racist, it's built on white supremacy on the back of the the black community. And when you look at these kids out there, they have no clue as to what's going on. They have no clue as to what racism or slavery was all about, for that matter. And what I love the most up in our area and a few others, what do you see? You see these group of white kids, you know, with $500 iPhones in their hand, okay, all done up, and they tell you how oppressed they are. I'm sorry, I'm missing something here.
You're not missing anything. I seem to live on ground zero for protests around here. In fact, I just left a law enforcement one today. But during the whole Black Lives Matter movement in this neighborhood, it went on for like 3-4 weeks in a row.
Yeah.
And in the beginning, it was all fun, and the kids were waving their flags and the honking and giving a thumbs up. Towards week 3 when I drove by, they were slamming those signs in my face like, you better honk. I've never seen anything turn that quickly. And I don't know why. Why were they forcing me to go along with the problem? I'm the black one here. I get to pick?
You've been brainwashed. Don't you know that? You've been browbeat.
I forgot.
And brainwashed and conditioned over the years. And the white man has taught you that, you just are where you belong and you need to be quiet and do what you're told to do. This is really what these young white kids, I mean, don't you wish you were as smart as they were at their age?
Oh, my goodness. And talk about white privilege. If they're supposed to have white privilege, why are we letting a bunch of white kids motivate our movement? So who gives them the right to do this? We, this is tearing the country apart. It's tearing my family apart. It's not doing anybody any good.
You know, I'm glad you brought that up because I've been telling people and they think I'm just saying it because I'm a white guy and I don't want the aggravation. You and I have known each other for years. You know where my heart's at. And I'm saying, look, you are going to ignite a black and white fight that you're not going to be able to put down, okay? And on all based on false facts, all based on untruths, whatever you want to call them, and ignorant, illiterate people. And the funny thing about it is, I ain't talking about black people. I'm talking about white folks that are out there that are ignorant. So that's my fear. What do you think?
It's true, and I don't think that they're worried about igniting a race war that they can't put out. I honestly do think that because I do think this is rooted in evil, that they sort of, they take a certain amount of glee with the discourse. They don't care if people get killed. They clearly don't. If the left cared about people who got killed, where do you want to start? Abortion? Do you want to start with any of the children in Chicago, Atlanta, any number of Democrats? So let's not pretend that they care about lives. They want us, there's something sick about them where they actually like this fight. And you know, it's going to get ugly.
I do not disagree with you, and it will. And you know something? Did you see this week the whole hullabaloo around the fact that they're going to remove Margaret Sanger from Planned Parenthood? But the little print that you and I need, like triple magnifying glasses,
uh-huh,
it's not in all their offices. It's only in the one.
Oh, it's only in the one. Yes. So that's their show of good faith. And, you know, they hate this. This race war is all, and I've said this since the coronavirus, since they locked us down for a virus. Now the government is controlling viruses? I've always known that this is about the election. They have this buffoon of a poor little Joe Biden can't put two sentences together, and they had to.
Oh, you're not voting for Joe? Because that means you're not black. You know, you heard
it. Well, right? No. I taint black.
Taint black.
But, you know, this is all about, if you go down the list of all of Trump's accomplishments, you can check them all off. The left tended to every single one of them to dismantle them so they can use it as talking points, and now they're doing it. I've known this from when this first thing started, but now they're verbalizing it. You can hear it on all the paid media.
The big mantra. I mean, they just don't stop.
Jack.
I hear it when I'm sleeping. It's so bad. All right, listen, we're going to go for a quick break because you and I both believe in capitalism. Be back in a few minutes. People, don't go far. A lot more coming up with Sonia Schmidt. You don't want to miss anything. We'll be right back. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
As public health officials warn that the coronavirus poses new risks to parts of the Midwest and South, enhanced federal payments that helped avert financial ruin for millions of unemployed Americans are now set to expire this weekend. Since early in the pandemic, the federal government added $600 to the weekly unemployment checks that states sent. That increase ends this weekend. Congress is haggling over the next steps, but many Americans are staying home making more money than if they went back to work. And longtime Tennessee Republican Senator Lamar Alexander cannot support that.
I would not support something that would pay on unemployment more than you would earn if you were working.
And Secretary of the Treasury Stephen Mnuchin said there may be some additional funds sent, but not $600.
If you were making $300, you're not going to get $600 this time. And that's fair. People understand that.
Federal protections against evictions are also set to expire. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Please answer the question.
Feel the rhythm now.
We are back. You're listening to Real Pat on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5560. I want you involved. I want you engaged. I want you to pay attention. I'm not joking. I'm dead serious. Well, not dead serious. I'm live serious, you know, kind of thing. And I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us, getting involved, getting engaged. And, you know, we do. We have a serious issue going on. And I don't want to overdo, you know, you guys have been listening to me, you OGs, right? That you've been listening to me forever. You know, I'm not a conspiracy guy. I don't go down that road. I mean, that's never been exciting to me. I don't like playing those games. But I will tell you that the reality behind all of this is they want us separated. And when I say that, I want you to, matter of fact, let me bring her on. I want to get her thoughts on this too. Sonya Schmidt joins me as she does now pretty much every week and get a feel on what's going on. Helps us, you know, kick off the weekend here. And Sonya, thanks for being with me. I so much appreciate your time.
Well, I can't believe you have me on. I'm so technically challenged. My computer's not working. And then I realized if I had my earpiece in on my phone, you could probably hear me a lot better. So I will try to speak loudly and articulately as Joe Biden would say about Barack Obama being another clean black person. I'm a storybook man.
What do you love? What a great Saturday Night Live skit would be to put all his gaffes together as if he was out and about walking around. You know what I'm saying?
You know, I worked on In Living Color. There was a show on in the 80s, 90s called In Living Color. That's how Jim Carrey, David Alan Greer, the Wayans brothers, all those guys were on that show. Incredible talent. But they were also political, so we could do that kind of stuff on that show at that time. But there's not, and now,
oh,
now
you couldn't do that
Saturday
today. Oh,
there's nothing for us. But there's so many people on the left who you could make fun of. Me as a prior, you know, spoof a sketch writer. Are you kidding me? Rachel Maddow, Don Lemon. You just go down the list. I do a mean Sheila Jackson Lee.
Oh, God bless. You know, I love that woman. If it was...
I know. Aren't they great fun? You know, they're all very scary, but the way that we could fight back is through humor and through sketches, just like they do to us. They make us the joke because they have the venues to do that. They have the shows. They have the programming. Yep. They have the money.
Yep.
But we can't utilize that because we are too. I don't know. I can give you a million reasons why we don't. But it's not.
You know why we don't do it? Because we're cowards. That's why we don't do it. We're afraid that somebody's going to say something. You know, let's not bring it up because I don't usually talk about our local area that much. But you know, somebody got a picture of me talking to kids on the street corner that were protesting to open the schools back up. You saw that.
Uh-huh.
And usually I blow past it. I go, okay, they're ignorant people. There's not much you can, you know, my dad always said, but 50 years ago, he said, you know, you can't fix stupid. You can't beat stupid. You just ignore stupid. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And that was really it. And the idiot. So finally I got mad. I posted something on Facebook, right? I went off on them. And I couldn't believe how many people, for all intents and purposes, came out of the closet and said, you know what, you're right. We got to stop this. We can't let them bully us. We can't. And I think that's what it's going to take to stir people up, to push back, right?
Interesting. Yes, you're absolutely right. And I will tell you, my own personal experience this week is I finally fought back against my liberal sister.
Years ago, I used to hide back. Go ahead.
Nobody else is listening, right?
No. They're talking about recipes anyhow. Go ahead.
Okay, good. So I mentioned to her that my younger daughter, who has been working since she's 8 years old, this girl's a single parent, never asked for a handout. She works her butt off. Well, now she's been without work. She hasn't gotten one COVID payment or anything like that.
Really?
And she's running out of food. And so I told my sister this, that my daughter doesn't have food, and my grandson is having emotional issues with being at home and being isolated from other children. I mean, she gets him out and about, but this ain't right for kids, okay? We all know this.
No, we do. Yeah.
My sister texts back. It's sad, but it's unfortunately necessary to be isolated. Joe? I went off intellectually, but I let her know in no uncertain terms, no, we do not need to be isolated. And this whole thing is evil. And while they're virtue signaling, there are people with real problems. They can't eat. Did you hear what I said? She didn't ask how could I help. And it just reminds me of Dennis Miller when he says, you know, liberals feel your pain unless they cause it. She didn't ask how she could help.
No, I heard that Bill Maher was having issues. I heard that, he started to lose it a little bit. Matter of fact, if you listen to some of these comedians that have these late-night shows, not that they were funny before, don't get me wrong, but they really have flatlined now. You know, they don't. The humor seems to have, I don't know, what's it become dull?
It has left the building. Tried to watch a little bit of Poor Little Fallon or whatever his name is, and I believe he was probably a funny guy if you have an audience. But funny people can't work in a vacuum. It's sad, and you could tell he's dispirited. He's just kind of slumping over his desk.
Well, I don't want to be mean to these guys because I don't want to be them. Okay, but
right.
You know, they do thrive, if you would, from the interaction with the audience. You have to have the laughter, the whatever, right? I mean, you can't just, you can't just talk to empty seats.
Right, we're people, right? And that's what we've been that's what we've been forced to do for the past several months. And I went off on my sister, and I did not feel guilty about it afterwards, and I told my kids what I had done, and they were like, oh, clutch the pearls. And I'm like, you know what? No more Mr. Nice Guy. I am tired of this. Why are we placating these evil children? They're like that Twilight Zone episode where everybody's afraid of Billy Mommy because he's going to send them into the cornfield.
You're right. You must stay up late too at times because I watch that late at night. Billy, that was real good. That nine-legged cow you created out of Grandma was really nice, right? Remember that?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So that's
breaking though now, isn't it? I mean, people are starting to, like yourself, and you know, I usually don't go that far off on Facebook, but I had it with these boneheads, and people are starting to break. The dam is breaking, isn't it?
I believe so, and I hope so, and I don't know what we're afraid of, but to be honest, it's our fault that it went this far.
Yes, you are correct.
We saw this happen. We saw this happening in our schools. We saw this happening in our churches. We saw this happening everywhere, and we tolerated it. And now they're burning down cities with impunity. These are, they're like in your face with this stuff. They don't plan on stuff. And even in the face of the national, federal police.
Well, look at Chicago. She's more concerned about Trump possibly sending federal troops in, or federal police. Let's not call them troops because they're police.
Right?
She's more concerned about that. She wants to do a lawsuit around that. She don't care that there's 8, 9, 10, 12 people a day being killed. I'm not talking about how many have been shot, but killed. And what 30-some-odd kids under the age of, what was the oldest one, 11 or 12? I'm thinking, oh, my God, you know, President, send me 3,000 troops if you need to. I need to shore up these streets. I need these kids to be able to play ball out in the street if that's what they want to do. But no.
No, because your hatred... If you were on the left, hatred for Trump would mean more than your care for these children. Again, let's start with sucking children out of the womb before they're born or knocking them in the head afterwards. These people, don't care about lives. So you know that you're dealing with evil. It should be on full blast right now. Anybody who had questions about the left, if you don't see it now, then you got to move out of my way, too.
So I'll tell you what my little racist self, because that's what they're going to call me anyhow, is saying, I love the videos that I'm seeing from people in the black community, okay, that have finally seen what's going on, and now they've stepped up. And they're, you know, you hear them saying, Trump is not doing this. Our people are doing this. They're doing this to us. There are black people burning down my black store.
Exactly. And do you know how hard, how much hell that they're going to catch doing that? Being a black conservative is no walk on the beach. And black people don't like beaches that much, so I can tell you. Now, I'm just telling you, you lose favor with your family, with your community. They start, you know, questioning your blackness. They call you names. They don't speak to you. Of course, you know, some of these people in my family, I'm happy if they didn't speak to me. It's so for them to come out, it really, and when I used to do the Tea Party circuit, I was, you know, a national Tea Party spokesperson, and people used to say, oh, you're so brave, and I never understood what they meant by that. Now I get it.
Now you do, don't you? Yeah. Yep. Well, I have some friends with, you know, I have what they call a biracial granddaughter. My friends have some, you know, biracial kids and grandkids, and they're going, they have the same fear I have. I don't want my granddaughter looking at me, seeing all this stuff, and thinking, Grandpa's white. Does he hate me? We'll talk about that on the other side of the break. Don't go far. Joe Mazzini, your host. Tony is going nowhere.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
We are back. You listen to Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Be involved. Be engaged. Seriously. Pay attention. If you were paying attention to your kids when you were younger, you, some of your parents, they wouldn't be doing what they're doing. These little entitled peoples, you know, they're pushing back on police, and then they start screaming, you know, I know my rights. Yeah, but obviously you don't, because black and red spray paint on federal property, on public property, you don't have a right to do that. And I don't know who taught them that protesting was all about, you know, slamming stuff and slamming people. But I'm out of touch. I'm not the smartest guy in the room. Seriously. I don't know if you knew that. But I've got Sonia Schmidt with me. She is usually the smartest person in the room, and always appreciate the time. Don't laugh at me. I can see it on your face.
I'm just wondering how you cannot be the smartest guy in the room and you're the only guy in the room.
Oh, okay. That's true. All right. Well, how do you know I identify as a guy? That's all people put up with you.
That is
you
true. You know? Could be gender fluid.
Yeah, 3 minutes ago I was something and now I'm something else. I don't know. Anyway, but you and I left the last segment on something pretty serious, and I've been trying to tell people they're not thinking about this, or this part of it. There are a lot of us out there that, and again, when I say I don't see color, I want to be clear with some people. When I say I don't see color, color doesn't dictate how I treat you. Color doesn't dictate the opportunities that I make available to you, or whether I go to lunch with you or not. That's what I mean when I say, when Joe Messina says, I don't see color. Okay? I have what you refer to as a biracial granddaughter. I never want her to think that anybody in her white family hates her because of her color. We love that child to death. And matter of fact, don't treat her any different than any of the other kids in the family. So you've got a story about this, and I don't think people really have thought this through, do you?
I don't think that the useful idiots have thought it through. I do think that the left wants to cause this sort of discourse in everybody, and they don't mind. Once again, I'll go back to what I've been saying. They don't care if they hurt children as a byproduct of what they want to do. And so my little story is it kind of cuts both ways. Does the black child feel that she's going to be hated because she's black? And does the white child have to feel now that they're guilty at 5 years old for something that they don't even understand, let alone do? But I have a black grandson, and the only grandpa, because when he was a baby, he didn't know when to say stop saying pop. So now he's grandpa, papa, 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 pop. And he happens to be white, hence the last name Schmidt. That's the only grandpa, papa, pop he knows on that side of the family. And one day, one of his little school friends taught him the difference between color. And this kid happens to come from a family that's very questionable. But he told my grandson that white people are evil and that they're bad. And so my grandson told me this. And I asked him if he believed that. And he says he didn't know. And I said, but grandpa, papa, 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 pop is white. And his little face was like, he is? He had no clue. And I'm pretty sure you've seen my ex-husband. If you look in the dictionary under white man, he's there.
That's, I don't think he never went outside, did he?
I wish he was listening. That's our joke. It's like, don't wear shorts. Let me put my sunglasses on first, because he is the absolute whitest. In fact, we tease him because he looks like we couldn't figure out why he's the only white man in America who can't get like a Latin guy to work on the yard and stuff. We could never get Latin help. And I was like, it's because you look like an INS ace. But see, we can joke about race. We joke about race all the time because we don't have a problem with race.
And can you imagine, you know, two white folks in a room, and they would probably be, you know, BLM people especially, they would be rolling over irritated and looking at you, like, why are you letting him talk to you like that? What is wrong with you?
Yeah,
right?
If they heard some of the stuff we said, but one of the reason that I can have that kind of confidence is I know I don't have any problem with race. So I'm going to, if it's funny, and I'm telling you, if it's funny, you can cover a multitude of sins.
Listen, I'll get the emails now. I have a lot of black friends. I have a lot of other Guinea friends, and we constantly joke about race because it's stupid. Some of the things that people get uptight about are just stupid.
They're stupid.
And,
you have to twist yourself into such a knot to be on the left when they're talking about taking Aunt Jemima and all these different phrases and things and, you know, the Indian girl from Land of Lakes and you know, so now we have either a colorless society, and that's supposed to be virtuous somehow? Aunt Jemima been working longer than any black woman.
If you read her story, why anybody
amazing
would want to...
Amazing story.
Right. Why would you want to... This is the problem. We have an uneducated electorate. We have an uneducated group. I think it was planned out. Uneducated group of people in this country that don't know the difference. They don't understand what these people went through to be where they are. The problem, if you really tell the story about quote-unquote Aunt Jemima, you prove the fact that somebody can grow up in a horrific environment with a horrific situation around them and make the American dream
Bingo.
Work for them, right?
Bingo. I think that there's two things that you just hit on. Is the dumbing down of society that's been taking place for the past 40, 50 years or so that I've seen. And I always wondered, well, why would you want to dumb down a group of, you know, the next generation? now we see why. And another thing is I don't think they want that story to be told. In fact, and this is kind of an aside, but the movie Harriet, that kind of came and went in the theaters, is right now playing on HBO. And I wondered why. I knew that there was a controversy in the beginning because she was being played by an English black woman instead of an American black woman. I knew that was some lefty stuff that was like, okay, the radar makes me cute. So this movie came out last week, and since I don't sleep, I'm up at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. Fantastic movie. I encourage all of your listeners to watch this movie, and I figured out why it came and went. It's not really a story about, yeah, it's about slavery. It's an anti-slavery movie by all means. It's a pro-God movie.
Wow.
It's a pro, unapologetically.
Wow.
She ain't messing around. I had no idea this side of this woman existed. She was completely led by God, and I'm not going to do a spoiler. I don't want to give it away.
No.
But everything she did was motivated, guided, and led by God. Everything.
Oh, and some people would say it was the Christian religion is what kept the black community down. And I said, you know, you people need to get educated. You know.
But that's, listen, we can't, you know what, it's sad that they're not educated. It's sad that these kids believe so much in entitlement that they would burn down buildings that don't belong to them. It's sad, it's wrong, but you know what, it's game over now. We have to, you know, it's like if your kids went, I always say, letting the left do what they did is like letting children run your household. At first it might be cute, but now it ain't cute no more. So we have to be the grown-ups in the room. And I understand that there's not going to be a lot of us willing to stand up and fight and be, you know, and do what we got to do. But it's like, you know, we see them as giants sometimes. When I look at that BLM website, I'm going, these guys are so well-funded. They're so organized. They so know where they're going. And we're always playing whack-a-mole and playing, you know, defense. And
because we never, listen, you're a sane person. I mean, there's some people don't think so, but they don't think I am either. But,
That's a stretch, but okay. For the sake of this conversation.
Yeah, all right, there you go. For the sake of this conversation. And did you ever think that it would get like it is today? Did
yes.
you really believe that our kids, you would see what's happening in the streets of America like you are now?
Yes. And
I wow.
was saying,
you are smarter than I am.
No, you know what? And this is really sad. This kind of goes back to my crazy family. But I grew up in a very dysfunctional family, and it was mentally, as my mother would say. So I always would have to, as a child, I was really good at seeing what's going on and what the final result is going to be, because I knew everybody in the room was lying, which is also a principle of writing television, which I did for years. The thing is never the thing. Everybody is lying. And then you have to look at, well, what could happen as a result of this? So, yes, I said this for years that this was going to happen. In fact, when my daughter and I saw the movie The Purge, we called each other and we're like, this is going to happen. This is totally going to happen.
Wow.
And if you look at what we're seeing now, and Hollywood does have a beat on the future. I think that they collaborate with crazies, but they also do, because they're creative people and all that, they do have an intuitive nature about them. But we are in The Purge. And this could get worse. And I'm just telling you, this is going to get worse. But what these kids have learned about Portland and Seattle and all this is that they can do it.
Oh, yeah. Especially in Democrat cities. They're not getting away with it in Republican cities. And I think it's hilarious. And people,
they'll get
people,
to us. They'll get to us, because they'll get to us because we're whips. Look at what's gone on in our churches, how we've allowed liberalism to infiltrate our churches. It just takes a while. They don't quit. Evil never rests.
That's
so
true.
They just keep going. And we keep going, woe is me. You know?
All right. Listen, that's it. We're done. Where do people find you?
I can go free. I'm at the Range Broadcasting. .com/Sonia/. Just go on the Range, you'll see me.
Okay, so a black man who just signed a $365 million contract talks about the oppression of America.
Yeah.
That baseball player. Yeah.
He's a sellout.
Joe Mastin, your host. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.